This is the Big E Sports Show on SB Nation Radio, live from the O'Reilly Auto Parts Studios in Houston. Here's Alyssa Walker-Campbell.
Alyssa Walker-Campbell, welcome back. SB Nation Radio, the Big E Sports Show on this Friday night. Before we get underway with our first interview, we always got to pause and recognize the folks that power us at SB Nation. And at O'Reilly Auto Parts, you are guaranteed to get the everyday low price on the parts that you need. O'Reilly Auto Parts will match any local auto parts store price on any like item. O'Reilly Auto Parts has the parts you need at the guaranteed lowest price. O'Reilly Auto Parts, better parts, better prices every day. Well, we are always ready for some NBA news and notes, and it has been a while since we've had our next guest on the program. We are delighted to have with us tonight, that is Chris Broussard, who is a Fox Sports NBA analyst for FS1. He is the hardest working guy in television. Good evening, Chris. Welcome back.
It's great to be back. How are you?
I'm doing great. We've got a lot to take a deep dive on, a lot happening out there in the Western Conference and in L.A. So we've got, about a month left of the regular season. And let's begin with the Lakers because, you know, Chris, it's just been a wild and wacky year, and they have really struggled. They've struggled mightily. And who do you think deserves the most criticism? Is it LeBron? Is it teammates? I mean, can this locker room be salvaged?
That's the big question, right? Look, everybody in the organization deserves some blame. Everybody from the top, Jeannie Buss, for calling all the reports about the Anthony Davis trade fake news when she knows it wasn't fake news, all the way to the lowest man on the totem pole being the LeBron supporting cast. Because if I had to blame two things on the demise of the Lakers this year, I would say it was, one, the injury to LeBron. Because remember, they were the fourth seed in the Western Conference when he got hurt on Christmas Day. Mm-hmm. And to a lesser degree, the other injuries. Brandon Ingram's been out for 11 games. Lonzo about 18. Rajon Rondo about 34 games. And I blame the supporting cast because they didn't hold up while LeBron was out. They went 6-11. If they had just been able to play 500 basketball or better, then they might be in the playoffs right now. And so I blame them for that. But then, you know, there's blame for LeBron James. Number one, his defense has been atrocious, especially lately. Number two, he never should have started talking about Anthony Davis.
Oh, yeah.
When he was asked by media about Anthony Davis, he should have been like, look, no comment. You know, I don't talk about other teams' players. He shouldn't have been on interviews talking about how hard he's going to recruit guys, because that makes the people in your locker room think they're not good enough and you don't want them. And then the third thing is there's been too much finger pointing, too much me and them, I and they, you know, instead of we. And so that's where LeBron's blame lies. And then I'd have to look at the front office and Magic Johnson and Rob Pelinka, because, number one, they put together this disjointed roster that lacked shooting. You know LeBron James needs three-point shooters with him. You put together a roster that doesn't have that. And then they let the news about the trade get out. And the leaks were not only coming from New Orleans, like a lot of people think, they were also coming from the Lakers. And the Lakers front office was thinking, look, the last year and a half we have been criticized because people think we didn't go hard enough after Paul George. We didn't want to trade for him. We just thought we'd get him in free agency, so we didn't aggressively pursue him. Same thing with Kawhi Leonard. So they said, now we're going to let people know we are throwing everything but the kitchen sink at Anthony Davis. We're trying everything we can to get him on our roster. So they let the leaks out that they're willing to trade everybody on the roster except mm-hmm. for LeBron, and that killed the team emotionally and spiritually. So now when LeBron gets healthy and comes back, the other players aren't really fully invested, whether it's the veterans on one-year deals whose names were in the trade rumors as well, or the young guys whose names were in the trade rumors. So that is really the Lakers season in a nutshell, and that's why it's gone south.
Hey, you're listening to the familiar voice, Chris Broussard, who is a Fox Sports NBA analyst for FS1, working on studio shows First Things First, Undisputed with Skip Bayless and Shannon Sharp, and The Herd with Colin Cowherd. You know, it does. It just seems so dysfunctional, and I reflect back on, you know, Wednesday night, the Lakers coming off that loss against the Nuggets. And unfortunately, I mean, you guys talked about this in your programming, that the Lakers had a new low with Rajon Rondo sitting away from the team in Wednesday night's loss. I mean, what was your reaction when you saw that?
You know, I think that was Rondo basically showing, look, I'm fed up with the circus. This is ridiculous. Like, Rondo is a no-nonsense guy. I don't think that's going to be the cause of anything negative. I think that's just an effect of all the negativity that's already gone on. And it shows how disconnected this team is. It shows the lack of respect that there is for Luke Walton, and mainly Luke Walton as the head coach. And I just think that's what it was. It was a reflection of how dysfunctional the Lakers have been this season. And as a veteran, Rondo's just like, man, look, I'm done with this. This is ridiculous. You know, that's really what it was to me. Mm-hmm. I thought it was also telling, unfortunately, because I'm happy for LeBron. I think, you know, his accomplishment as far as passing Michael Jordan as the fourth leading scorer of all time in NBA history, I think that's a great achievement. And I wish it could have been celebrated more. But when he passed Michael Jordan, you know, the teammates didn't rally around him. They didn't come up to him and, you know, like, hug him. And he and Rondo shared a hug, but it looked almost half-hearted. Like, it just wasn't the type of celebration that you would expect for such a monumental achievement. And it was unfortunate to see it that way, but that's what has become of the L.A. Lakers.
So LeBron makes history, as you had just mentioned, passing Michael Jordan for fourth all-time scoring leaders. What does this ultimately mean for his legacy?
Well, look, LeBron's legacy is set. I think he needs to win a championship in L.A. I think if he doesn't win a championship in L.A., those fans in L.A. are really going to be down on him. And it might, you know, put a damper on the end of his career. But his legacy is set as one of the all-time greats, top five player of all time. Personally, I have him second behind Michael Jordan. I think what this achievement says is a few things. One, just how unusual and impressive it is for a player like LeBron to live up to the hype and actually surpass the hype. Because when you look at the top five scorers in NBA history, Kareem, mm-hmm. Abdul-Jabbar, Karl Malone, Kobe Bryant, LeBron James, Michael Jordan, only two of them, Kareem and LeBron, had incredible hype when they were teenagers. And we've seen a lot of people get that type of hype and not live up to it. They're supposed to be the next Michael Jordan, the next Kobe Bryant, the next Dr. J or whoever, next Magic, and they fall short. And so LeBron, with all that pressure, all the things that could go wrong, he actually lived up to the hype that he got when he was 15 years old. So yesterday was just the latest reminder of that. So that's impressive. But I think more impressive than passing Michael Jordan on the scoring list was what he did a couple weeks ago when he became the first player in NBA history to be in the top 10 in assists and top 5 in scoring time. So that shows his versatility and how unique he is as a player. So, but his legacy, you know, this is certainly great. And he's going to pass Kobe. He'll get to at least number two, and then maybe he'll even pass Kareem Abdul-Jabbar.
Yeah, I was going to say, can he pass Kareem? He's got, 6,000 more points? And I guess the big question mark is, Chris, you know, can he continue to stay healthy? Hey, real quick, we're wrapping up our time. Chris Broussard, Fox Sports NBA analyst, FS1, working on the studio shows First Things First, Undisputed with Skip Bayless. We love Skip. And Shannon Sharp and The Herd with Colin Cowherd. And talk to me right now as far as who is that NBA MVP right now? What's your perception?
You know, I've bounced back and forth between James Harden and Giannis Antetokounmpo. So right now, I think Harden's making a strong late push. So I am an official voter. So I'm going to hold out and watch these next few weeks intensely and make my decision. I had Harden up until about 3 weeks ago.
Okay.
And then I had Giannis. But Harden has been coming on so strong.
Yeah.
So I'm just going to leave it open right now. It's that close. I would like to see Houston keep winning. If they keep winning and can really get to that even third seed in the West, then Harden might wrap it up. Because he is having, as great as Giannis has been, Harden is having more of an impact and more wow moments by far than Giannis is.
Well, we're based here in Houston, so that would make a lot of Rocket fans happy. We got to wrap up our time. Chris Broussard, Fox Sports NBA analyst, FS1, working on studio shows. First Things First, Undisputed with Skip Bayless and Shannon Sharp, and The Herd with Colin Cowherd. And Chris did a crossover. He's on Fox Sports Radio, a show titled The Odd Couple with Rob Parker, weeknights at 7 p.m. Man, you are the hardest working guy in radio and TV.
I'm trying to put that bread on the table. You know that.
Yeah, absolutely. Hey, Chris, we'll talk to you again real soon during the playoffs. Take care.
All right. Thank you.
You
Bye.
Bet. Much more coming your way right here. Hour one, SB Nation Radio, the next generation of sports radio.